I think what it will do is give us a chance to look at the criteria for, you know, faces and names on coinage. I mean, obviously in the year that's in it, most people would be thinking about our heroes from the 1916 Rising that gave birth to the state and hopefully someday the country that we live in today. But what this petition does do, from my perspective as a chairman of the Petitions Committee, it gives me a chance to promote the work we're doing and to, you know, encourage citizens. And all it takes is one person who has a view on public services about the need for change or innovation to make a petition to our committee. Petitions committees are now developing across Europe. You have them in Scotland and Wales and in most countries in Europe. They also work in tandem with the Ombudsman, so it's an important part of our parliamentary system, and I hope more citizens can get involved.
Of course, this submission of a petition to have Conor McGregor on a €1 coin, it does shine a light too, I suppose, on the serious work that the committee does, but would it be considered like every other petition?
Well, unless a petition is considered to be vexatious or derogatory or has been considered by the Ombudsman or a court of law, we will engage with it and give, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, the wider public can see that having Conor McGregor's face on a €1 coin doesn't compare with concerns around the health service, education system, how we run our country. But we have to engage with every petition that's before us as long as it fits the criteria. We try to be as flexible as possible to allow as many petitions in and we'll engage with us as we do with everyone.